Hi, and welcome to another Wednesday wander through the woods, both literally and figuratively. So this is where I talk about all things philosophy and philosophy of education and so on, and business, operating as a forest school leader or woodland leader or bushcraft instructor. So this week's thought is on child-led versus adult-led as a forest school leader. Everyone agrees, I think, that child-led learning is really good, really positive to have. When children are leading their own learning through curiosity, they are motivated to learn, they're inspired to learn, and they're more likely to hold on to what they do learn. And they'll discover things that you wouldn't have guessed they would discover. And all in all, it's a fantastic thing. Learning is relevant, it moves them forward, they're inspired, teaches a love of learning, which we hope will be lifelong. So child-led learning is fantastic. And I don't think we talk enough about the adult-led learning in all of this, particularly through forest schools. And I think that's largely because, as I've said many times before, I believe that forest school is the antidote to formal learning, to the formal education system, where most of the learning, even with best intentions, is very didactic. So in other words, you learn when the teacher tells you. Your teacher tells you what you're going to learn, when you're going to learn, and how you're going to learn it. There is very little opportunity for child-led learning, partly because with a classroom of 30 children, what you're looking at most often is crowd control. So how can I help the most children to learn in the most effective way possible? And child-led learning most often isn't one of those ways. It's 30 children heading in 30 different directions. Sounds like most teachers' nightmare. So what we're thinking about in forest school is bringing that child-led learning, so that when the children spend 90% of their week inside a classroom being told how and when to learn, they can then spread their wings in forest school and develop that natural curiosity and gain all the benefits. So it makes sense that the emphasis in most of the forest school text and discussion is on child-led learning, because you have to, it's like that counterbalance. Most forest school leaders are teachers, and they're coming from the perspective of, I'm the leader, I'm the teacher, I say what goes. And it's like you have to go almost too far in the other direction to bring you back to center. So it's all about letting go a bit of that control of the learning. But it's an entirely different thing when you're talking about being a forest school leader with, say, home-educated children. So home-educated children, in general, will spend a lot of the time in the week in self-directed learning, at least the really good home-educated families. And they will have time to play, and they will have time to learn, and they will have opportunities to follow their own curiosity, to develop their own learning. And most parents will work with this, and it is fantastic. So when you, as a forest school leader, have them for 2 to 3 hours once a week, and they're already spending a lot of the week on topic learning, on doing things that excite them, and leading learning, and they'll have had play sessions on their own and with the parents, with other siblings, with other children. And these home educated families are then paying for your services. Then you really want to be delivering the most learning. And some of that learning is then you as the adult, as the leader, guiding through, okay, we do these things this way. There's still going to be an element of discovery, but we are now, we're talking about percentage shifts. So if we say that normal forest school in a school is 60 to 70% child-led and 40 to 30% adult-led, then we could flip it around and we say home educated forest school might well be 60-40 the other way. And it's all about shifting. It's about providing the most value for, because at the end of the day, if you're charging for services, you're operating as a business. And I think it's your responsibility then to offer something that the parents normally wouldn't be able to do themselves. Something that they, so you're bringing in your own experiences and you are guiding in a new direction. And this is where we go, okay, what is your role as an adult leading things? It is to extend learning. So there should be an element of play. There should be. But then we're going, okay, how can we as an adult or as a leader of the session extend that learning? How can we engage them in new directions? And some of it is going to be, okay, this is how we use a saw. So you go watch how I do it, and I'm going to show you how to do it, and there's going to be a right way and a wrong way. Because there's a right way and a wrong way to use a knife, obviously. There are many different techniques to use a knife, and some techniques will be different, but there will also be techniques which will be flat out, no, we are not experimenting in this, because that is not in the interests of your safety. So there's a spectrum there in how involved we get in directing the learning. And it also changes according to age. There are ages where children will learn best through play. And the early years are a fantastic example of that. As they get older, children will likely want more input from the adults. They want to see fun things happen. When you start swinging an axe as a forest leader and splitting wood, they want to learn how to do that. They want to be able to do that themselves. And in that, there is a component of, okay, I'm going to have to show you how to do this. And you're going to have to listen carefully. And you have to follow back. It's a lot of mirroring, so on happening there. So don't just throw out adult-led learning entirely when you're thinking about planning your forest school sessions. There's a lot of value in teaching someone a way to do things, but do also leave that space for exploration and that opportunity to play, an opportunity to follow curiosity. If you can assist them in that direction, you're doing something really valuable. So again, that's my thoughts on child-led, adult-led. Where are your sessions at? I'd love to know. Otherwise, if I don't hear from you before then, I'll see you on Saturday with a new regular video. And I'll see you in the woods out again next Wednesday. Have a great week. Remember, make the most of every day.